Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Genesis 6, let's stand in honor and reverence to the reading of God's Word. I just want to read just a couple verses to you, and then I'll pray and you can be seated. Genesis 6 and verse number 9. The Bible said this, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Look in the closing of verse number 9. And Noah walked with God. And Noah walked with God. Now, I want to preach on this thought for just a little while today. A father who walked with God. A father who walked with God. Father, I love you today, and I pray, God, that over the next few minutes, God, that you'd help us today. I pray, God, that you'd breathe on us a little while. God, we sure need to hear from you. And God, I pray for a little while, God, that you'd clear my mind from anything besides the preaching of thy word. I pray, Lord, that you would breathe on me, God, as only you can do. Lord, I can't do this in the power of my flesh. Lord, there's no way at all that I can. Lord, in the power of my flesh and in the power of myself, God, I'll do nothing but fail today. But I pray that over the next few minutes, God, that you'd preach through me today. I pray, God, that you'd slide me out of the way, slide my thoughts out of the way, slide my intentions out of the way. And God, may you be glorified in everything that I say. I pray, God, that if there's any here today lost, that you would save them. God, if there's any here out of your will, God, bring them back close to you today. And we'll be careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You can be seated today. Again, I want to look into this passage of Scripture for just a little while today and preach on this thought. A father who walked with God. A father who walked with God. You that knows your Bible knows that we are in the beginning of everything in the book of Genesis. It is the book of beginnings. In chapter number 1, we know that there is the creation of the world. God creates the world in 6 days and rests on the 7th day. Each day introduces a new part of creation. There's the light, the sky, the land, the plant, the sun, moon, and stars, the animals. Man is created in the image of God, and God gives him dominion over the earth. When we come to Genesis chapter number 2, there's the creation of man and woman in a more detailed account. When we come to chapter number 3, we have what is known as the fall of man. We know that sin enters into the world, that Satan comes before Eve, and Satan tempts Eve, and she takes of the fruit, she gives it to Adam, and there is the fall of man in Genesis chapter number 3. Genesis chapter number 4, we find the story of Cain and Abel. And can I just say something to you today? It wasn't the guns that killed them in that day. Well, it got quiet right there. I guess there's some liberals in here. It wasn't a gun problem in that day. It was a sin problem in that day. And can I say something to you today? That's still the problem today. It's a sin problem today. It all started in Genesis chapter number 3. You find the story of Cain and Abel. When you come to chapter number 5, you find the line of Seth. You'll also find that Enoch stands out in chapter number 5 as a man who walked with God. In chapter number 5, you'll find that the phrase, "and he died," is repeated, showing the impact of sin upon mankind. Now, when we come to Genesis chapter number 6, we find what is known as the flood of mankind. the flood of mankind. Brother Matt, I'm going to switch to a blue mic. I don't know what it is, but man, I'm really struggling with this. Evil of man, or God didn't decide this, man decided this, that his evil thoughts was continuously, that there was nothing but evil in the world at that time. And God says, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wipe man off the face of the earth. But according to Genesis chapter number 6 and verse number 8, Noah finds grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah finds grace. And the Bible says this, that Noah walked with God. I want to call your attention to that phrase for just a little while. And I want to talk to you today about a daddy that walked with God. A father who walked with God. Can I say something to you today? If there's ever been a day and time, if there's ever been an hour, if there's ever been a day that we need men of God and fathers to walk with God, it's in our day. If there's ever been a time that we need daddies to stand up for what's right, it's in the day and age in which we live. If there's ever been a time that we need daddies to raise their children in the admonition of the Word of God, it's in the day that we live today. I'm going to ask you a question. Are you a dad that's walking with God? Are you a dad that's walking with God? I want to show you three things, and we'll go home and eat oatmeal pies and drink coffee all afternoon, have a bellyache tomorrow. Number one, watch this, the time of his walking. I want you to, I read through this, matter of fact, we're reading through a lot of Genesis right now, me and some of the young adults are, but I began to really look at chapter 4, chapter 5, just past chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, and chapter 6. And what's going on in the book of Genesis? Well, here's the way that the Bible described it. It said in verse number 5, and God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. You know what he said about the days of Noah? He said that it was wicked days. Matter of fact, he said the wickedness of man. I began to look at that word wickedness, and here's what I found out about that word wickedness. It's the first time that it's mentioned. If you'll take the nias off of it, wicked, the first time that it's mentioned, watch this, is in Genesis chapter 13. And listen to what verse it's in, 13. Genesis 13, 13. Here's what it's talking about. It's talking about a place called Sodom and Gomorrah. And here's what he says about Sodom and Gomorrah. I need you to help me preach today, okay? Here's what he says about Sodom and Gomorrah. He said that it's wicked. Now, here's what I find interesting, that it's chapter 13, verse 13. You know what 13 is in the Bible? It's rebellion and apostasy. You know what he says about Sodom and Gomorrah? He said it's a place of rebellion and apostasy. Can I just say something to you today? It's still rebellion and apostasy today. It's still... I don't have nowhere to go today. I preached at 2 o'clock. I'm telling you, we're living in a wicked day. And the sin of sodomy is still wicked in the eyes of God today. The time of his walking with God. Well, let's go back to Noah.
Well, in Noah's day, think about this. In Noah's day, it was a time of wickedness also. Matter of fact, the Bible said this. Every imagination. I looked that word every up, and you know what it means? Every. Every imagination of the thought of man was wicked. You ever thought about something? I'm going to slow down for just a second. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever read through the Old Testament, Brother Tim, and thought, son, why was it like that? You look at Lot. You know what Lot done? Lot looked towards the wrong country, ended up lodging in the wrong country, ended up losing his children because of it. His two daughters make him drunk, go in and sleep with him to bear him kids. Go home and read it today. Have you ever looked and saw that? Boy, we could go on and on through that Old Testament, some of the things in it, and thought in the backside of your mind, why was that right? Come here a minute. It's never been right. Polygamy's never been right. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. Rebecca was wrong when she gave her handmaid for a husband to sleep with and bear a child. That was not right. Solomon was wrong when he had all those wives and all those concubines. Every bit of it was wrong. And it all goes back to right here. It was a wicked time. I want you to see something about this time. Now, I'm headed somewhere. I want you to stay with me. See something about this time. As I read through these first six chapters over and over and over and over, all the way over to chapter 13 and everything that's going on, here's something that jumped out to me this week, Brother Justin. I'm going to have to give Miss Stephanie a raise this week because I'm moving. Here's something that jumped out to me. Do you know something about these days? Number one, there's no scriptures. They didn't have a Bible. Anybody hearing a preacher this morning? They didn't have a Bible. They didn't have a Word of God, Brother Ted, to pick up and read. And as they read that Word of God, number two, they didn't have the Spirit indwelling in them. As they read the Bible, there was no Holy Ghost indwelling inside of them, going, that's right and that's wrong. There was no infilling of the Holy Ghost of God. That didn't come to the New Testament after Calvary. Number three, they didn't have the sanctuary. They didn't have a place that they went to where a man of God stood up with the authority of God's Word and the anointing of the Holy Ghost of God and preached the Scriptures to them. They did what was right in their own eyes. It was not right in the eyes of God. People today, I don't know why I'm right here. I don't have none of this in my notes. But people today look back at that and go, well, I don't understand this and I don't understand that. I do. Here it is. They wasn't saved. They didn't have the infilling of the Holy Ghost of God. They didn't have the Scriptures to teach them. It's not right. It's never been right. And it never will be right. Noah's living in a wicked day. Do you know what the Bible said? Noah walked with God. If Noah could walk with God in his time, what's your excuse for not walking with God today? We have it all. We have it all. Brother Orange, we have it all. Brother Aldridge, we have it all. We have the inspired Word of God. We have the filling of the Holy Ghost. Yes, it may be a wicked world. Yes, evil may be rampaged today. Oh, but we've got God on our side. The Bible said this, greater is he that's in me, he that's in this world. Number one, the time of, number two, watch this, the testimony of him walking with God. Noah was not just a man that said, I'm a Christian. Noah was a man that was a Christian. Can I just preach it in our day? Noah didn't say, hey, I go to church, and then whenever he went home, he lived a completely separate life. What did the Bible say about Noah? The Bible said this, that Noah found grace in the eyes of God, and that Noah walked with God, man. His testimony. The testimony of his walk. Here's a question I'd like to ask you today. What's your testimony today? Daddy, what's your testimony? This is application to everybody, okay? What's your testimony today? I wrote a few things down yesterday. I was sitting in my recliner and I wrote a few things down. Here's one of the things I wrote down. Everybody awake? Here's something I wrote down. If I could take your kids to the side. You with me? Sir, if I could take your kids to the side. And I could say, I want to ask you a few questions. And every answer you give me, there's going to be no repercussion for it. Your dad's not going to get upset with you. Your dad's not going to fuss at you. Everything is completely confidential. It'll never go anywhere else. And that child will talk with an open heart and an open mind. I wonder what they would say. First thing I do is ask them something like this. How often do you see your dad pray? I'm talking about his testimony. I'm talking about his testimony. How often do you see your dad read the Word of God? You know what my memory of my dad is on Sunday morning? I would get up as a little boy. I've always been early to get up. I've never been a night owl. I've always went to bed early and got up early. It's just the way I've been my whole life. We'd be out visiting with people. Mom and Daddy tell you this. I'd lay down on the floor and go to sleep if it got too late, and they'd just wake me up when we go home. I'd get up early on Sunday morning. And the memory of my dad was always this. I'd walk into the living room and my dad would be sitting in the recliner with his Bible open up and his outline out studying for Sunday morning. I remember whenever I grew up and I was working third shift and I would come in from work on Sunday mornings, my dad would be sitting there with his Bible open. He'd be reading the Bible. He'd be studying for what God would have him to preach. His testimony. His testimony. What would your kids say about your prayer life and your Bible reading? Does your kids ever see you read the Bible? Does your... Boy, it's quiet this morning. Does your kids ever see that? What would they say about this? What does your dad say about me? What does he say about me? You say, well, it's not about you. Well, according to the Bible, I am the pastor of the church. It's hard to preach as a pastor, but it's just truth. And when you disrespect me, you disrespect him. Because he's placed me here as the under-shepherd of the church. And if you got a problem with me, you got a problem with him. If I'm walking in the Holy Ghost of God, I'm preaching the Word of God the way you say, well, I don't agree with every decision you make. I don't all the time either. If I'm being led by the Holy Ghost of God, Brother Lloyd, then it's the place of every person in this church to back the man of God and to stand with the man. So what, hey, if your kid's attitude towards me is the same as your attitude towards me in private, what would your kid's attitude towards me be? What if I ask him something? I'm talking about his testimony. He had testimony. He walked with God. What if I said, when your mama gets crossways with a preacher, what does your daddy say to her? Man's still supposed to be the head of the home. I'm preaching real good this morning. What does he say to her? What about this? Whenever it comes time to pray over the food, is it mama or daddy that prays over the food? when it comes time to go to bed at night? Is it mama or daddy that prays at night? When it comes time the preacher is preached and the altar call is given, does mama use the altar more than daddy uses the altar? Let me tell you the reason a lot of men don't use the altar. One word, pride. Pride. Tell you what you have to do when you go to the altar. You got to humble yourself. When you kneel before somebody, you're surrendering yourself to Him and to His will and to His calling on your life. I'm telling you this morning, what is our testimonies as daddy? I'm telling you what Noah's was, man. He had a testimony that he walked with God. Just didn't say it. Testimony. What if I went to where you worked at today? And I could. The other day we was going up the road, Brother Joshua, we got behind a yellow truck. They went around that curve. Them boys was in a hurry, man, I'm telling you. It's in a hurry. It's running 25 miles an hour. I ain't saying what kind of truck it was. I'm just telling you, it's yelling. Brother Joshua's in it. If you know where he works and you know what yellow trucks are, you probably figured it all out. It's a state, but I'm not going to call no names. They went around that curve. Brother Joshua's laid back. That arm hung out of side. I'm telling you, Dad's in a hurry, man. Something bad was going on. I wonder, Brother Josh, if I could get in that truck and nobody knew me and nobody knew I was there. Maybe I was just a mosquito. Because I'd want you to know I'd been there. I'd bite you whenever I left. A fly, he just makes you mad. Mosquito, it leaves lasting remarks. Maybe if I was a mosquito and I was sitting in there, I wonder what I would hear from your mouth. I wonder if I could go down there to the job and listen to you when your wife's not there and your kid's not there and the preacher's not around. What's the language that you use? And you wonder why those people you say you're praying for is not coming to Christ. Brother Aaron, he just didn't say he walked with God. The Bible says he walked with God. The Bible said, there ain't but two in the Bible it said about. One of them's chapter before it, and it's Enoch. Enoch walked with God and was not. Noah walked with God. Only two men in the Bible that it said that they walked with God. And it was a day before the Spirit, a day before the Scriptures, a day before the sanctuary. So what's our problem? His testimony. His testimony. Not only the time of his walking, the testimony of his walking. I know I'm preaching different, but it's okay. The testimony. I want to ask you again, what's your testimony today? What does others say about you when you're not around? Our testimony. Number one is time. Number two is testimony. Number three, I'm done. Not only do you see his time, not only do you see his testimony. I want you to see this in closing. Don't you see the triumph of his walking? The triumph of Noah's walking with God. See, Noah was rewarded for walking with God. What did the Bible say? Here's what he said in chapter number 8, verse number 1. And God remembered Noah. And God remembered Noah. The water's fixing to start falling out of the sky. Judgment's fixing to fall on the earth. You know what God says about Noah? I'm going to remember you. You know, let me tell you the reason he remembered him? Because he walked with him. You ever saw somebody, whenever you see them, they talk to you, and whenever they go off, you leave going, I wonder who in the world that was. Matter of fact, we sat down at camp meeting the other night, and Daddy looked over at me. He said, "Who's that guy sitting back there?" I said, "Damn, but about 300 of them sitting back there, Daddy. Which one?" He said, "One here, here, and here." I said, "I ain't got a clue." He said, "Looks like a preacher." I said, "Yeah, he stood up with the preachers." He said, "Well, who is he?" I said, "I don't know." About halfway through the service, he looked over at me, started laughing. He said, "Oh, that's such and such." I said, "Oh, okay. You mean to tell you the reason you didn't remember him? He hadn't been around him lately." The triumph of it. God remembered Noah. Why? Because Noah walked with him, man. The triumph. God remembered Noah. Look in verse 16. "Go forth of the ark," chapter 8, verse 16. "Thou and thy wife and thy sons and their sons' wives with thee." Look in verse 18. "And Noah went forth, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him." Look in chapter 9, verse number 1. Miss Tanya, come start playing. "And God blessed Noah." Somebody read the next three words. "And God," chapter 9, verse 1. "God blessed Noah." Say it real loud. Say it one more time. Did you get it? God just didn't remember Noah. God remembered his boys. And let me tell you the reason that Ham, Shem, and Japheth made it on the ark. And tell you why? Because their daddy. Because their daddy. Let me tell you the reason Ham, Shem, and Japheth didn't die in the judgment of God. Because their daddy. That's why. Because their daddy. Let me tell you, they was in the reason they was in the ark, the reason they was saved, the reason they come out on the other side of the judgment, okay? It was all because they had a daddy who walked with God. If I give my children everything of this world and they miss heaven, what have I given my children? What have I given them? Brother Orange, if we give them everything of this world, if we give them millions of dollars, if we give them a good time, if we buy them every hobby that there is, if we send them to the greatest schools and they miss heaven, we fail, brother. He walked with God. Let me tell you what we need today. We need some men to say, "As for me, in my house, I'm going to walk with God." Listen to this statement. If you don't hear any other statement that I make, listen to this statement. Your testimony will shape the generation to come, one way or the other. Your testimony will shape the generation to come, one way or the other. You've got a testimony. You've got one. I don't know what it is, but you've got one. And it's going to shape the next generation. But John was talking about preachers that impacted his life. Steve Gregory's still alive today. He's still with Rock of Ages. Impacted your life. They shaped the generation to come. Buster Seaton. A lot of you don't know who he was. He shaped a lot of who I am today. My dad shaped a lot of who I am today. My Papa Caldwell, my Pa Barker shaped who I am. We're affecting the next generation. What's the next generation of men church leaders going to look like based off of you, sir? Based off of you, what's the next generation of men church leaders going to look like? What's their faithfulness going to look like? What's their prayer life going to look like? What's their Bible reading going to look like? What's their involvement in church going to look like? Not just coming, getting in on it, man. I'm telling you, Jesus is coming. We better get in on this thing. Noah walked with God. He walked with God. Just didn't say it. You could pull his boys to the side. Say, what about your daddy? Here's what they'd say, 120 years. He stood up and said, repent or perish. Judgment's coming. We went home and he said, boys, we better keep serving. He was right.